This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 231, The Wolverine from 2013. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, so how long has it been since you've seen The Wolverine?
Damn, first of all, I can't believe this movie came out 10 years ago already. That's kind of wild to me. Also, Logan has been like at least 5 years, I think, so that's kind of crazy too. Let's see, last time I watched The Wolverine, gosh, I don't know. It has to have been maybe before Logan came out, so 6 years ago or something like that. It's been a while. I've seen it like maybe 3 times.
Yeah, look, for myself, when I popped this on, I remember the movie. I just don't remember when I saw it, like the last time I saw the movie. I do remember the movie because I remember, I was like, the only thing I didn't know is that they had an extended cut. But the funny thing is I own that cool set for Wolverine. But I think when I purchased it, I just went for the theatrical and I didn't go for the extended. I do have the extended cut, which we're going to talk about today on this podcast. But it's been a while. It's been a long time. It has to be more than 5 or 6 years that I've seen this film. But with that said, let's just get right into it. Let's get right into the audience and the critics and see what they have to say about The Wolverine.
All right. This one is a big step up from last week from X-Men Origins. If you remember, that had like a 38 and like a 58 or something like that. Audience to critics. Our critics was lower, 38. This one, way higher, 71% critic score and a 69% audience. So they flipped. This time the critics liked it better, but they're close. We'll call it even, pretty much. 71 and 69, it's like a 70 across the board.
Well, James Mangold directed this one, right? So that's one of our boys here on the channel. We like to talk about his films. And after watching this movie, we'll talk about him. We'll talk about him during our breakdown because it's something that he does with these superhero movies that is actually pretty cool. We'll talk about it throughout. But yeah, in terms of critics, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. You know, from what we got from Origin, that's a different story. But this one, I could really say that this is, to me, the origins of Wolverine, to me.
Yeah, this is what that movie should have been. Yes. No spoilers, but what that movie should have been, this is more like it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. All right, so let's get right into it because I really want to talk about this movie. So let's talk about it. Lead character, again, Hugh Jackman is back as Wolverine. Logan, take it away.
I almost regret giving the 5 in Origins after watching this one. He's so much better in this movie than he is in Origins. So if that was a 5, this is like a 5+, I guess. You know, we don't have a 5+. But not only does he still nail the character, right? Like, this was his first time playing the character since Origins, because in between Origins and this movie, First Class came out. And, you know, he was like a cameo, but he wasn't in the movie. So knowing that these are like back-to-back movies that he did, and number one, he embodies the character. You can't really, even though he looks nothing like the comic book version, because Logan in the comics like 5'2". He's like a little, you know, like a little tank. And Jackman's kind of tall and whatever. But as on the screen, he is Wolverine, right? And this movie really sets up a lot of what you would see in Logan, in that he's quiet to himself, living in like the wilderness, wants to be left alone. He's back in Canada, right? Which is where the character is from. And, you know, when it opens up with him with the long beard and the hunter shoots the bear. I love all the character stuff in this movie. And we're going to get to action and all that. But honestly, as a character piece for Wolverine, this is fantastic as far as the lead character goes. He has way more depth. He has way more story than the first movie, honestly. The love story in this one is way better than the love story in Origins. And this was more comic accurate. Now, the only difference is in the comics, I believe that character, Mariko, I think they were married and then she gets killed. Mm-hmm. And here they didn't go that route. But I was okay with what they did with her, to be honest. She gave him the purpose and the reason she needed to for the movie to progress, and I liked it. I gave him a 5, obviously, again, but way better I think, a way better portrayal of the character even than the last movie.
Dude, everything you said is it's so spot on. Watching this movie, look, Hugh Jackman is Wolverine. So whatever he goes, he's going to be a five. It doesn't matter, right? Until we do X-Men 1, we got to see, because that's the first time he plays. But four. Other than that, this is seasoned Wolverine, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He is a five. You're right. The character, it all came down to script and how he perceived the script and how he put it on screen. Because it just, you're right. Storytelling, character development, everything was just there for him. The fighting. I mean, the dude with the shirt off, bro, I was drooling. I was like, shredded. This dude looks mad jacked.
Shredded.
I could wash my shirt with his abs, bro. He was like straight, like ripped, bro. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know what to say, because I'm like, he was so good in the movie. Every person that he interacted with worked so well. Even with the bear, he interacted and it was all cool. When the bear was pissing on a tree. And I thought that was pretty cool. Even when he talked to the father of the girl that he fell in love with, I thought that whole dialogue was awesome. He was like, you're willing to kill your daughter's life? And he's just like, and I was like, oh my God, this is so awesome. But he started to talk, and then I love when he's like, English, and punches the dude in the face.
Oh, yeah. The politician guy.
Yeah, the politician guy, yeah. He goes, you got 10 words to say. Yeah. He goes, how many was that? She said nine. He goes, you got one, bub. Ew. Yeah. And then he threw him into the pool.
She said, how'd you know there was a pool? I didn't.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. But let's get into villain here. Main villain. Oh,
okay. So I think the villain's very good. I think the storyline of the villain is very good. I'm going to give it a four, okay? But I do have some issues. I think, first of all, I like the twist. You know what I mean? Of like, because you have multiple villains, of course. You have Viper as far as a mutant villain, like an actual mutant villain. Which, by the way, Viper was supposed to be played by Jessica Biel. And if it was Jessica Biel, it would have been way better than this girl, because all of her lines are dubbed. I don't know if she speaks English or if she has a very thick accent, but that's not her talking ever whenever she talks on screen. And it's kind of like obvious. I don't like it. But anyway, supposed to be Jessica Biel, would have been way cooler. But anyway, Viper's okay as far as like a mutant villain. She's like immune to poisons and she can make poisons like a snake, you know, like toxins and things like that. Cool. The main villain ends up being the old man that he saves in the like prologue of the movie. I thought it was a great twist of this guy. And the whole time you're like, he wants to like, you know, pay his respect. He's like about to die. And then he has an ulterior motive and he wants to. And I like how they proposition it. Like he's doing it like he wants to help him. You know, like, you know, you've been alive for so long. You've suffered enough. Let me help you. Take that away. You could live the rest of your life and you'll finally get to die and I will get to live. And then you know something's up, though. And he turns out to be this maniacal businessman who just wants to live forever and all this stuff. The reason it's not a five is because they ruined it. So Silver Samurai. So the big suit he wears in the comic books is a character, Silver Samurai. They decided to make Silver Samurai a big robot suit, which I'm not crazy about. It's like a big transformer. I think there was potential there to make it like an actual mutant character who could have been awesome. Like maybe if that was one of his henchmen instead of even with Viper, you know what I mean? It would have been cooler. As such, visually, it's okay. Like, he looks cool with the big flaming sword. Not the flaming sword, but the heated up sword or whatever. But I like the villain in what... It causes a lot of problems. We'll just say that. Like, Logan or Wolverine really goes through it in this movie. He doesn't come out unscathed. He loses his adamantium claws. You know, like, there's a lot that happens to him, and I think that's an effective villain. So I'm going to give him a four, but not a five for me.
Yeah, everything said is right. Honestly, I have no problems with it. Yeah, the villain I did give a four. I gave him a four also. I didn't go a five. He was okay, honestly. Most of the time, you don't see him much in the movie because it's following Logan. Once they introduce him back, he's in a bed. And then
you think he's dead.
You don't see him again. Yeah, he dies. And then towards the end, you see him again. The big reveal when he picks him up and you see him in the thing. So I was like, he did fight him, which I thought was pretty cool. I was like, that was a pretty cool fight. I do agree with you. But I think that was the same time, 2013. Was that the same time Iron Man came out?
Iron Man was 2008.
Iron Man 2 or 3.
Iron Man 2 was 2010. I mean, it was during Avengers time. Like, Avengers came out in 2012 and this came out in 2013.
So maybe they had like the complex of Robot Man and Suit.
Need a big robot guy.
Yeah. They had to do that. But honestly, like, you're right. they mind fuck. They were trying to mind fuck him to die because they kept bringing Jean Grey, which that was in, again, this takes place, if I'm right, X-Men Last Stand, because he kills Jean Grey in the movie.
This from is what right I remember. After X-Men Last, like this is a couple years after that.
Yeah. So, yeah. So you see the residuals of that where you see Jean Grey in his memory, where he's sleeping, nightmares and everything. And he wants to be with her because he does love her, but she's with Scott. But it's kind of funny, but it's like a triangle there, but he's in love with her. He wants to go to heaven with her, but still he has that inner hero in him. Like he's like, he has to do good. Yeah, dude, that old dude was a douche, but you know what? We'll talk about it in action scenes, because I there's one thing I liked about this movie, and it took place in the beginning of the movie, and I thought it was really cool the way they did it. But anyway, the old guy, I thought he did great. He was really good. He did way better than what I thought he would, more than like action movies that we did with old people. They would give him ones and shit because they don't do nothing. It's always henchmen. Yeah. This one, he actually fought. He actually had a great storyline. He had a plan and came through with the plan. Took my man Adamantium from him. So I kind of like it. So I was like, you know what? You get a four, buddy. You are a great villain. All right, let's get to action sequence.
Listen, and I'm pretty sure no matter what cut you watch, this might be the same, but I promise you, if you have access to the extended edition, watch it, because it's way bloodier and it's way more awesome. Like, there's a lot of blood in this movie. Dude, at the end when the snowplow, when she's rolling over people, it's just spraying blood onto the, like, onto the houses. Oh, you didn't watch
I watched the extended cut, but it wasn't bloody.
Then you didn't. Then the extended, so the Unleashed extended cut, it is super bloody. Like, she's driving over people with a snowplow, and it is spraying blood onto the houses and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Oh,
it was long.
Well, I'll tell you about it.
I'm about to run upstairs and grab which one it was, because there was four discs, and it said disc number 3 was the extended cut. It wasn't Unleashed. It was extended.
Mine was Unleashed, bro. I don't know. It was. Unless it was rated R. Yeah, it was rated R. It was an R-rated cut. Yeah, every time he stabs people, there's blood. Yeah, the action scenes in this movie are fantastic. They're fantastic. First of all, you got the scene in the funeral. There's like the funeral scene. That one is probably my favorite action scene because it's extended. You know, it goes from the funeral with the Yakuza onto the bullet train. And there's that whole fight, which is awesome. Lots of blood there. He's stabbing people and blood's coming out. Then there's like the end scene in the mountains. That is really awesome. Like, there's a lot of action, and that version of it, again, PG-13, I don't remember it too much because the last two times I watched it, this is the one I watched. But, and his partner, I forget her name, the redhead. She's awesome, too, in her fighting scenes.
Miko?
Miko, something like that? Yeah, I don't remember him. We could look it up, but I loved her character. And I loved her in the action scenes. I thought she was fantastic. So, yeah, you get, and this is the good, besides the robot at the end, this is a way more like grounded action
Yokino.
Movie.
Yokino. Yokino.
Okay. She's great. But it's way more grounded. Like, it's all hand to hand. It's not all shooting. There's some shooting, but you know, I loved it. 5. It's fantastic. It's one of the best as far as action in X-Men films. It's one of the best to me, especially that version.
Okay. So I brought out the box. Okay. This edition here. For those of you that are watching behind the scenes, the Patreons, this is the box that I watched. This is this has to be a limited rare Blu-ray set, because I don't think I've seen a lot of people with this version. But anyway, the version that I saw, it says Blu-ray Disc 3, which is the Wolverine Extended Cut plus bonus material. And it says a 4-disc Unleashed Extended Edition. But again, I didn't see that.
It's got a lot of blood. It's got a lot of blood in the Unleashed one. I don't. Mine has 4 discs as well. It was a regular cut, a Blu-ray 3D, and then the unrated Unleashed, and then a DVD with a digital copy. That was the
Was a standard edition and all that. Yeah. But anyway.
But it didn't come in that big box.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it is what it is. So I didn't get all the good stuff. But it doesn't matter, because it had enough good stuff for me to enjoy. This movie had great action. I mean, I gave it a 5 straight off the bat. I mean, let's start off from the beginning. The Himoshima bomb. That is one of the coolest beginnings I think I've seen in a movie in a long time. In an action movie. I mean, in a superhero movie. Because this is a serious movie. I mean, we'll talk about it in storyline. But the movie is shot like a straight drama movie, but superhero, right? Where Logan gets his look from. But this is like a testing for Logan, if you really think about it. When that bomb hits and he grabs him, he goes, run. And he's running and they fall in. And all of a sudden he's like, ah! And then all of a sudden he's like all freaking bald cooked and burnt. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he's like screaming. And then you see his hair come back, his abs are ripping again, and then his muscles are jacked. And I was just like, damn. I was like, that's crazy. He went from a prune to a raisin. And I was like, that's cool.
No, you went from a raisin back to a grape.
To a grape.
Pretty much.
And it, well, that scene alone, I was like, this is amazing. I was like, this was so good. But everything, the funeral was awesome when she took away his power. See, this is the thing I like about this movie, that they took away his power, and halfway through the thing, he's trying to learn how to fight without his powers and try to still be alive to save the girl that he really likes a lot. And I'm like, this is so fucking cool, because you don't get that in superhero movies. They always, you know, if we would have had the full-fledged Wolverine, he would have destroyed all of them, because he would have smelled them. He would have heard them from a distance. He would have did, you know.
And he wouldn't have been worried about getting hurt, because he would just run right through all their, you know, he gets shot here and he like falls down because it hurts.
Yeah. And I like that. It brought like a human element to Wolverine that you never got, because he's a superhero, but you got it here. And I was like, yo, I like that shit. You got that. But when he got the shit back, bro, he took it off. And I said, oh my God.
That was when he was just like super shredded.
Like super shredder, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome. It was, I love that scene, because, you know, he went through all this shit.
When he fights Scorpion. When he fights Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
Yes, when he fights, Scorpion. That's my dude, though. I like that guy. He's a great actor.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah. I love it, because he went through all this shit throughout the movie, and you're like, bro, he has to get his shit back. And when he pulls it out, and he's just like, and he dies, and I said, and then you start to see the shit heal, and I said, oh, bro, you're toast, bro. And then he was like, you don't hurt my friends. And I said, yes, Wolfie, get him, Wolfie. And he's just tearing him up. And then when he goes to get the girl, and they're shooting arrows at him, and he's just like this, like, oh, dude, I was so amped. I mean, the last fight, I'm not going to lie, last fight was cool, but I wasn't too, like, hyped up.
It's the least best.
Yeah. I like seeing Wolverine going toe-to-toe with a human, not a fucking 10,000-foot robot.
Transformer.
Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, I mean, like, if it was the Hulk versus Wolverine, I would get amped, because I was like, you know, he's Bruce Banner, and then he turns into a 14-foot Hulk. I would be like, you know what? That I'll get amped for that. But him versus Thor, him versus Deadpool, like, it's cool, like, because it's mano y mano, this robot thing. If he had his Elementium claws, he would have been clawing through it, but he couldn't because it was Elementium too. But anyway, we'll talk about that but look,
also,
oh, no.
The action scene right before that, though, when he is running through that little town, is pretty awesome.
When he got shot with all the arrows. Yeah.
Yeah, he's fighting,
he's
standing all those ninjas.
Like this. He's just like,
That was pretty awesome.
I thought that was really, but again, they didn't know he got his powers, because the guy was like, you're weak. And when he sliced him and he started close, he said, ah, shit.
He's like, I never dip my arrows in anything. And then all of a sudden he's like,
he's dipping that shit in poison. He's like, I can't stop this dude.
He never dipped something so fast.
Yeah, he was like, yo, we can't stop this dude. Yo, I love the action scenes in this movie. I agree with you. It's top notch, X-Men. I mean, it's not an X-Men movie. It's a top, like, solo movie for an X-Men film.
In the X-Men universe.
It's the best. It is hands down one of the best. And I love the scenery of Japan. But anyway, with that said, 5-5 across the board.
Yeah.
Storyline.
All right. Storyline, again, I think it's great. I think it's great, but it has a couple of issues. So I gave the storyline a 4. And my issue is that you touched on it a bit there. I think the third act is not as great as it could have been. I think the first two acts are legitimately 5 out of 5. Like, if they would have kept on that path, you know, I think it would have been a 5, but it got a little too, it's a comic book film that doesn't feel like a comic book. You said something really true. It almost feels like a drama, like a character study, right? Like a test for Logan. That is really what Logan is what this is for, like, 65% of the movie, maybe 70% of the movie. But that last 30%, it goes straight, like, comic booky, big robot guy. And it's not the best to me. And that's the only thing that knocks off a point. Because other than that, I love everything else about it. Again, I like the love story between him and Mariko. I love her whole family and the whole who's good, who's bad. Why are they trying to kill her? Where's the grandpa? Is he really dead? Yukio is awesome. She could see when people die. The scene with her fiance in the building. Awesome. When he's trying to start getting answers. It's almost like, it's like he's trying to, not a detective, but kind of like he's trying to solve what's going on. Who kidnapped her? Where are they taking her? Why are they trying to do this? I love all that stuff. I love when they take his powers, because he can't just run through everything, right? One thing that always bothers me in superhero movies, period, is when they're so invincible. When they're so invincible that I just... And you know, you go into one of these movies, you know, okay, the hero's gonna win, right? But you have to sell me like they might not. You know what I mean? And that's the trouble. Like, Origins, I never felt like he was not gonna win through that whole movie. You know what I mean? Like, it just... Yeah. This one, when he's mortal and she's like, I saw you die and you were holding your heart. And then he's like digging in his heart and he literally flat, like, at least they made you feel like, uh-oh, this is not. And even at the end, when he cuts off the claws and you're like, crap, he starts sucking his powers. He's turning all like white and old looking. And I think they did a great job with all that. So everything else I like, but that third act does take it down a bit for me. Not the greatest ending, but a really good 2/3 of a movie. And then the very last scene is awesome. Like the little credit scene pops up with Professor X and Magneto in the airport. I love that. It sets up Days of Future Past. Really cool. So I gave it a 4. I think it's really, really, really good.
Yeah, I agree with you. I gave it a 4. I agree. Again, I agree with everything you say. All right. So the story that I liked, I think I like the route with Wolverine with the drama, because I think drama action has a very good mix if you do it right. It has that Tom Clancy type movie, like the Jack Ryans. If you watch him, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
With Harrison Ford. Like, if you do it right, action and drama, and you blend them together, and then you throw a little seasoning of superhero on top and hook the audience, you're gold. You're like, holy crap. You know, the Dark Knight had that element, right? When they did the Harvey Dent and the Rachel with the bomb, which is the one that Batman's gonna save, and he didn't save Rachel, yeah. He saved. You know, it's one of those things, and you're like, holy shit, this had that type of element where Wolverine, you're right, he gets hurt. You're like, holy shit, but my man is trying to save this girl, and he's walking. I love when he passes out in that pimp in the hotel. He passes out in the water. He went, boom. Oh, yeah. So like, I thought that was cool. I agree with you. The third act for me felt very comic book. Like, it went from movie, you're going, you're like, yeah, and then all of a sudden, it just went straight to comic book. And I was okay with it, because this movie, if you give me 2 out of the 3 acts really good, I'm okay with it. As long as it's a strong ending, I'm okay with it. This one had a strong
ending. But it's not horrible. Yeah. It's just weaker than the first.
Yeah. I did not like the sucking the bone. Now, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I did not like it. Okay. So he took the bone marrow, right? Because me and my wife was trying to figure this out. He took the bone marrow.
Yeah.
But how does he suck out adamantium? Like, that's the thing I'm trying to figure out.
So he doesn't suck out any adamantium. They cut off the claws because he had that heated up adamantium sword. When he cuts the claws off, all that's left is the little like nubs, and it's just the bone, the actual bone claws. Because remember, his skeleton is just a skeleton with adamantium over it. So underneath those claws is bone claws. When it's going through the marrow, it's just taking out that. Basically, his bone marrow, it's taking out his healing factor. Okay. And so that's why the guy starts getting younger and Logan starts getting older looking. And like his eyes get all white because he's like freaking 200 years old or whatever, you know, 150 years old. So, but he doesn't take any of the adamantium out. It just that he drills through the bone part in underneath the claw.
So, all right. So then my question to you is, when he retracts bone, wouldn't he still have the metal that's cut off?
He didn't retract. So the claw came out. It was out. The sword cuts it, right?
Yeah, but when he goes in, it goes in. It goes back in.
And then when he doesn't put it back in. He cuts off the first one. Then he has the second one.
Right.
Then he's hanging off the edge and he's got one claw dug in and he's climbing with his hand.
Mm-hmm.
When he goes back up to the other one, he just has the one left. The one claws. He does that thing with the stupid robot and he cuts the other one off. So now all he has is the nubs with the bone underneath.
But that's what I'm saying, because when he heals again, because he gets his healing factor, it'll be bone. But what I mean is that when he pulls it out again, wouldn't it be the adamantium still there cut in half with the bone sticking out?
No, because he cut the adamantium claw. So the claws are all the way extended and you cut
No, I know, but he cut it so you could see the metal still, but with the bone out. That's what I'm trying to say.
The metal wouldn't grow out too. It would just stay there. No,
not that I'm saying. I'm not saying the metal will grow out. I'm saying that the nubs of the adamantium will still be there while the bone is still out.
I mean, it could have been. It could have been, but they didn't have like a close up on his hand. You just see the bone claws at that.
Yeah. Point. But anyway, I just thought, I was just like, did they suck adamantium out of him?
No. It would still be on his regular skeletal frame. Skull and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. That was only because, other than that, I thought it was a 4. It was a great storyline. You gave it a 4. All right. What do you think? What's your overall?
You know, overall, I love this movie and I always have. I've been a big fan of it since I saw it when it came out. I've always told people I think it is maybe the most underrated X-Men, you know, film that there is, because Origins is so horrible. You know, it's like, it's pretty bad. And Logan is so amazing that this one feels like forgotten about to me, right? And I think this one is way closer to Logan than it is to Origins. I think it's a lot better than some of the full X-Men team movies, to be honest. I think the acting is great. The setting is great. You're right, Japan, perfect. And they stuck to a lot of comic book stuff, which was cool. I had a lot of good characters that you like. Yukio is awesome. Mariko is awesome. Logan, Wolverine's great in this. The villains are cool. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's interesting. It just the third act, it keeps it from being like perfection to me. And the main villain and the thing, what they did with the Silver Samurai and like a couple of things. I gave it a 4. I think it's a fantastic film. Like, really, really high level X-Men movie.
Yeah, I agree with you. I gave it a 4 also. This is a fantastic movie. I've totally forgot how great this movie is. You know, it's funny. We haven't done much James Mangold besides 310 to Yuma. You know, we watched that, but we didn't review or anything. We haven't done that yet. Yeah, not yet. But we watched those movies. But like any movie I'm starting to notice with James Mangold, he takes his time to know the source material and how to shoot it, right? So we can say whatever we want with Indiana Jones 5 until we watch it, because I think, yeah, the CGI is going to be whack, but maybe the storyline is good. Yeah. Maybe everything leading up to the movie should be pretty good. But one thing I got to say about him, though, I like the way he shoots these movies. And I think he'll be a perfect director for DC, whether it's Green Lantern, whether it's not Superman, because I'm not really getting tired of Superman or Batman.
He posted a picture on Twitter of Swamp Thing.
He'll be perfect for Swamp Thing.
He's a good storyteller. That's the thing. He's a good storyteller.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he'll be perfect for DC, because the way he shoots, I think it fits the mold for that, for those characters. But yeah, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4 total points.
All right, my total points were pretty high. When I was writing down all my numbers, I was like, well, dang, 22 out of a 25. Fantastic. I think yours should be the same. I think we had the same scores on everything.
Yeah, we do.
So 22 out of 25, a fantastic movie. I don't agree with 71. Well, 71, I guess. 69, like, they should be higher. Should be more people that like it, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't get it. I never understand this, but I'll tell you this movie is way better than Ant-Man 2. compared to the ones that are in the 90s of Marvel, this is way better than those movies, and I enjoyed way better.
This is another sequel that's better than the first one. As far as you're looking at the Wolverine movies as a trilogy, it's way better than the first one.
Oh, 100 times better than that. And then the third is way better than the first, from what I remember. But we're going to review that soon. But anyway, with that said, we both went 22 across the board. Nate, what is coming up next?
Wow, Ultimate Banger. We're going to go from Ultimate Banger to Ultimate Question Mark? I don't know, because this was, I think this was actually my first time watching this movie. Next episode, we're going to be doing a little movie called War, starring Jason Statham and Jet Li. So this was for Martial Arts Month, and they're martial artists. We're going to tell you if there's a lot of martial arts in the movie, though, when we actually review it. And then, of course, next week, we're getting to a big boy. I a lot of episodes in before we tackled this, but we've tried to skirt around too much comic book stuff. But hey, we're going to be doing some Logan finally. So we'll see how this movie leads into Logan, and we'll give you our scores on that one.
I'm definitely going to watch Logan Black and White for the review.
Oh, Logan Noir?
Yeah, Noir. I'm going to watch it Noir. I've seen it's that dope. Once. I wanted to watch it again in Noir. But anyway, War, first time watch, so I can't wait to talk about that next episode. But anyway, with that said, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews, anything action movie guys podcast. Head over to youtube.com/geeksandflix for the video version of the podcast. If you guys want to follow us on Instagram, please follow us on at Action Movie Guys Podcast on Instagram. Follow us. Say, hey, what's up? We're going to put up some videos and stuff like that.
Tell us
I love the show, man. If you agree or disagree with us, you can put that there too. We're okay with that. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and he is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.